Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and we are at the two dots, four lines in the bottom of the Amud. Be'elu nish'alin be'urim v'tumim. So going back to what we said in the Mishnah, we mentioned that the Kohen Gadol is mishamish with Shmeina Begadim, with Shmeina Kalim, and so on, and we said be'elu nish'alin be'urim v'tumim. Rashi said in the Mishnah, Kohen hanishal be'urim v'tumim tzarech lo be'shmeina begadim. He needs to wear the Shemayna Begadim when he is Shail. Ve'elu nishal Shemayna Begadim. Says the Gemara, also Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and as we know, as we've seen many, many times, we have very often conflicting reports between Rav Dimi and Ravin. Both of them came from Eretz Yisrael, both of them reporting things which were said over in Eretz Yisrael. And usually whenever you have a kiosk Rav Dimi, shortly thereafter we will have a machlekes from Ravin who disagrees. So kiyos Rav Dimi Amar, Begadim Shekein Gadol Meshamish Behen, Meshuach Nochama Meshamish Behen. Fascinating din. Meaning, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol wears Shemayna Begadim. So we think it's only the Kohen Gadol. Says Rav Dimi, this is the Maser which I have in Eretz Yisrael. The Shemayna Begadim which are worn by a Kohen Gadol, the Meshuach Nochama also wears. Now, just to remind ourselves, the Meshuach Nochama was a Chashev Kohen whose main duty was to say the parasha, and parasha Shavtim, when they would go out to battle and give all the various peturim, mi yoish asher banabayis, filichanachai, mi yoish asher natakere, mi yoish asher nasa isha, and so on. And who is a person who's scared, either he's literally scared or he's scared of aver shabiyadam, and he would give divrei chizuk, and so on. He's the Meshuach Milchama. Very interesting discussion in the Rishonim and Achrayim as to whether the Meshuach Milchama was only necessary when they'd go out to do a Milchemes Rishus, because when you think about it, to the extent that he's supposed to save the parasha with all of the various exemptions, the exemptions only apply to someone who's involved in a Milchemes Rishus. If it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, there's no exemptions. Everyone needs to go. In which case, perhaps, there is no parasha of Meshuach Milchama. That's a diyun. Al Kapanim said Rav Dimi that the begadim which the Kohen Gadol wears, the Meshuach Milchama will also wear. What's the Rash? Nema ubigdakri de shesher la'aron yiyu levonav acharov. So it says the word acharov. Rash explains that the word acharov is an extra posik. It's coming to say, says the Gemara, lami shubah begdula acharov. It's coming to say that the one who has the gedula after him, meaning who is the second most chashuv, that is referring to the Meshuach Milchama. So an amazing din that not only does the Kohen Gadol wear Shemayna Begadim, but the Meshuach Milchama will also wear Shemayna Begadim, and we'll see exactly when he's wearing them. But there is an opportunity for the Meshuach Milchama to wear Shemayna Begadim. Some say it was Kedi, which either means the shame of a chacham, or we don't know who said it. So what's the kasha? Yachol yehei b'noi shol Meshuach Milchama meshamish tachtov kedi achshu b'nei shol ken gadol meshamish tachtov. I might think that the son of the Meshuach Milchama assumes the role of his father after his father's death, just like we have a similar concept when it comes to Kohen Gadol. I might think so. Talmud Leimah Shivas Yamim Yil B'Sham HaKohen Tachtav Mibana V'Sha Yavil Ayal Mayed, meaning that the pasuk which speaks about who assumes responsibility after the death of their parents, their father, is a Kohen Gadol. Shivas Yavim Yil B'Sham HaKohen Tachtav Mibana V'Sha Yavil Ayal Mayed, meaning someone who is instructed to come into the Ayal Mayed, so their son now takes over. Misha Roy Lavil Ayal Mayed. It's specifically someone who is Roy to come into the Ayal Mayed. Says the Gemara Vimis, and if it's true, like Rav Dimi said, that Meshuach Milchama, he wears the Shemayna Begadim also, Vimisa Mechzachazi, he's also Roy. So let's see a couple of these Rashis over here. Rashi says, Tamad Limer, Asher Yovil El Mayed Misha Roy Lavay El Ayal Mayed. Lishareis Bakhoidesh, Vyemaki Purim, Alovani Aymalacha. That is the person upon which I say, Tachtav mi banav shebnei tachtav yotzuzeh she'ene roi, as opposed to someone who's not roi. Meaning, what does that mean? Simply put, alav kein gadlu. Now, if it's true, v'im isa de beches begadim hu mishamish kol hashana, the Meshuch Muhammad also wears shmoneh begadim, hainami mirzachazi. He's also considered to be roi. Meaning, when it speaks about who is someone who is a roi to serve, it mentions someone who's where is the begadim. So, if it's true, like Rav Dimi said, then surely this should be a srara, which is passed down the Yerush. of the Kohen Meshuch Muhammad, Alamai, you see, that it's not true. Before we see the answer, just to the quotes a fascinating Rambam and an extremely fascinating and very relevant Radvaz. I mean, this is the din. The din is, says the Rambam, in the end of Perek Dalad of Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says, Meshuach Milchama ein b'nei mismane tachtov la'olam. The son of the Meshuach Milchama does not assume the position. Ela hari b'nei kishar kahanim. His son is like all the other kahanim. Im nimshach b'milchama nimshach, bim lay nimshach lay nimshach. If he's appointed, he's appointed. If he's not appointed, he's not appointed. Now says the Radvaz, fascinating. Kodoymar, Einei kishar sroreis shu b'chiyuv ela baratzen hatzibor. This has got nothing to do with an automatic Yerusha, but it has to do with the desire of the tzibor. Says the Radvaz, v'yesh lemer b'tam adavar. Beautiful. What is the reason why, unlike other sroreis, other positions of prominence, where there is a natural automatic Yerusha, when it comes to the Meshuch Milchama, it's not automatic. So it says like this. The Bishar Sroris, Afopi She'ene Ka'aviv Mamish, Ein Kepeda. There's no Kepeda. So let's say you have a Chosh of a Dayan. He's a Dayan. Okay? The son, perhaps, I mean, he's maybe not quite as Chosh of and so on, but the son is able to take over. Ein Kepeda. Avo Meshiach Milchama, Shetzarech Lechazek Leiv Ha'am, Likras ha-milchama, li-rotsu shetiyasrorizu Yerusha, el ha-kol v'imashu tzerech ha-shah. Says the Radvaz Meredik. I mean, the Indian of the Meshuach ha-milchama is, part of what he's doing is, he's giving chizuk. Don't worry, Rabbi Yisrael, we can do it. And we're going to go to battle, and you just need to have b'yamun and b'tachan, and we can do it. So imagine you have a Meshuach ha-milchama who has the ability to be mechazik. He has the kech hadibur, and he has the ability to inspire and infuse. But he's got a son who doesn't have that talent. So the son automatically is going to take over this position. It's going to be a disaster. Klaus will need chizik when they go out to battle. And so they need chizik. They're not going to get it from this individual. So says the Radvaz, this is not something which is nimsar b'yerusha. So says the Radvaz. I heard also a very beautiful idea, b'chlal, in more of a general sense, as to why this is a position which is not nitan l'yerusha, an automatic yerusha, and that is, as it says in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Beis, it's one of the first nevuas which speaks about Yemei Samashiach. And parenthetically, one of the good riyas against the the Maitrim and the missionaries, when it speaks about how the Messianic era will look like and so on, and who the Melech Mashiach is. So what does it say about that period? It says, Lo yisa goyel goy cherev, lo yilmadu oid milchama. And it says they will take all of their cherev and the chanis, and they will turn them into instruments of agriculture and so on. That is what will happen, Bishas, the time of the Mashiach and so on. That's what the Mashiach is supposed to do and will do and so on. Al Kaponin, you see that the whole concept of a Milchama is not a good thing. That's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. And in the future, Lo Yisagil Gachar. So to say that there's a Yerusha, for things which are good, things which are supposed to continue, Kuna Gedolah, and these types of things, Malchus and so on, But the concept of Mashiach Muhammad, the whole inyan of this person is to be Mechazik people in Muhammad. Muhammad is not a Lechatrila, it's a Bediyavid, and it's not Nitzin Birusha. Akopanim. So where are we all things? Rav Dimi said it did. Rav Dimi said that not only can the Kohen Gadol wear Shemana Begadim, but even the Mashiach Muhammad can wear Shemana Begadim. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Rav Adabra asked the Kasha, the Braisa said, I might think that there is a Musig of Yerusha by Mashiach Muhammad like there is by Kohen Gadol. Comes the Pasuk and it says, no, it's only by someone of the stature of a Kohen Gadol. But if you are right, Rav Dimi, that the Mashiach Muhammad wears Shemayna Begadim, so then he also fits into this. He also fits the criteria which is necessary, and therefore perhaps there should be Yerusha by Mashiach Muhammad. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. I can be Miyashiv Rav Dimi. Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hachik Amar. Kol She'ikar Mishichase La'ayil Mayed. What the Pasuk means to say is an individual whose primary function is to serve in the Ayil Mayed. That type of a person has a position of stature, which is Nimsar Birusha, Yotzezeh, to the exclusion of this fellow, the Mashiach Muhammad, She'ikar Mishichase La'ayil, and so on. So that's the way we could be Miyashiv Rav Dimi. At this stage, Rav Dimi's din still holds true, that the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad wears Shemayna Begadim. Says the Gemara Vayta, Meisvei, Mashiach Milchama Ein Meshamesh Loi Ba'arba Kekein Hedyut V'loi B'Shemayna Kekein Gadol. Fascinating thing. He doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim and he doesn't wear Dalad Begadim. He doesn't wear either one. Now you're telling me that he wears Shemayna Begadim, it's Mefurish, that he doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim. So the Gemara says, Amar, some are not Gersley, Amar Abaya, Elazar Mashvislay. Well, you want to tell me this Kohen Mashiach Muhammad is like a Zar? He doesn't even wear Shemayna Begadim, that doesn't make any sense. No, I'll tell you the Pshat. Elakakayan Gadol, the reason why he doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim, Elakakayan Gadol Mishim Eva. The only reason why he doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim is in order not to create hatred between the Kohen Gadol. As she says, four lines down, Shemayva Avo Midyarai Sechazi. Minatayra Avadi, he wears Shemayna Begadim, like Rav Dimi said. But Midyarabonin, he doesn't wear Mishim Eva, Kikhen Hedyit. Kikhen Hedyit, he doesn't wear Mishim Milan Bekodesh, the Lema Ridin. Because there's this constant mind in the Kodesh, and being that there is a time that he will wear the Shemayna Begadim, so then, how can he now wear only Dalad Begadim, and so on. It's fine. So, Amalei Ravada Barava L'Rava V'Hai Tana D'Lesleiva. But what about the Tana, who's not concerned, meaning L'Sleiva, Rashi says, L'Chayish Leiva, who's not concerned about potential hatred, and still V'Leika Meshamish, meaning I'll prove to you that there's a Tana who's not concerned about Eva, and he still says he doesn't wear the Shemayna Begadim. V'leika Meshamesh, the Tanya, Devar Mishabein Kein Gadol, Lekein Hedyit. What are the things which are between? What are the differences between a Kein Gadol and a regular Kein Hedyit? So the Goyin of Iron Aleph, he takes out the first thing of Kein Mashiach, Parkein Mashiach, and he says that also Rashi doesn't have that girsa, so we take out Parakim Mashiach. Par Habal Kol HaMitzvahs. One of the differences is Par Habal Kol HaMitzvahs, meaning that the Kohen Gadol brings a special carbon if he is Nechshel Ba'aveira, as opposed to a regular Kohen. Par Yom Kippurim is obviously a difference between them. Asiras Eifa, which the Kohen Gadol brings in the morning and in the evening. Also Leperim, when it's Mesley Mace, one of the Shiva Kravim, so he does not rent his garment, he does not allow his hair to grow, he doesn't God tear his garment. Aval Perim Milamata, but just at the very bottom of his garment, there he tears a little bit. The Hedyid Milamala, whereas a regular Hedyid is Milamala. Another difference is the Ein Metamo LeKravov, as we know. Even with the Shiva Kravim, he's not Matam. The question is, what about a Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah he is. Umetzuvah LaVesula, he has a mitzvah. Who Isha Vivsula Yikach, he has to marry a Vesula. Umuzal Almana, he has a lav not to marry an Almana. Umachzir Esritzayach, with his death. Umakriv Aydin Vein Aychal, he's allowed to be makriv even if he's an Aynen before the Kavura. He doesn't eat. But he doesn't actually take a portion, even though he's allowed to be makriv. Under normal circumstances, he's allowed to take whatever portion he wants. He's allowed to be makriv whatever he wants. Umishamish b'shmeinah kelim, and he wears shmeinah begadim. Upatol tumas mikdash v'kedashav. He does not have a certain dinim of tumas mikdash v'kedashav, unlike other kahanim. The whole avodas yom kippurim einon ksheres alaboy, as we mentioned many times, that the avodas yom kippurim is only kosher with him, and we mentioned different days in Rishonim if it means specifically avodas yom hakippurim, or it means even regular avoda which happens to take place on a yom kippur. The chulon neyegeis b'meruba begadim, and all of these things apply with meruba begadim. Meaning, when Kanim Gedalim, who are Mishamish, from the time that they were going as the Shemen HaMishcha, and the way that they became Kanim Gedalim was through wearing the Godim. So, the Chulan Nege is Bumaruba Begadim. Chutz Mipar Habal Kala Mitzvahs. Because there's exists a kasa that it speaks about a Kohen Gadol who is Nimshach. The Chulan Nege is Bumashuach Sha'ovar. Now, this is the point. All of these dinim apply to a Meshuach She'ovar. Let's just take a look at the Rashi. It's a little bit past halfway down the page. Rashi says about, 8-10 lines of the lines come wide. The Hula Nege is for Meshuach She'ovar Kugoin in Irapsu became Gadol. Kain Gadol became apostle. Uminu Acher Tachtav, and they appointed someone in his stead. Ula Acher Zman Chazer Rishon Lavi Dos. So the original Kain Gadol comes back. So even though he was the replacement Kohen Gadol, once the original Kohen Gadol comes back to his position, nevertheless, all of those dinim apply to the Meshuach She'avar. The Kulan Neges B'Meshuach She'avar Chutz Mipayim Mekipurim Asir Sa'efa, and so on. But the point is, as we're seeing over here, we say that he wears Shmoneh Begadim, and we're not concerned about Eva, and so on. The Chulan Ein Nege is Meshuach Melchama. These things do not apply by Meshuach Melchama. So you see, the Tan is not concerned about Eva, Horaya, the Meshuach She'avar, the Kohen Gadol who temporarily filled the position. He, all these didn't apply, and we're not concerned that the current, the incumbent, the Kohen Gadol who's there now, is going to have hatred towards him. So the Tana is not concerned about Eva. Nevertheless, what does it say? These things do not apply by the Meshuach Melchama. Chutz mechamisha dvarim, amurim beparsha, except for, just finish the brisa quickly, except for the five things which are mentioned in the parsha, lepirea, lepirim, lemetam lekrevav, mutzuv ala basur, umuzer ala almana, machzer, sretzeach, ketiv reb Yehuda, chamameimra, meina machzer, and so on. But the point is, just to finish the brisa, we were saying, you wanted to say, we had a customer of Dimi. Dimi said, the Meshuach Melchama wears Shemayna Begadim. We asked the Kasha that it says he doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim. We said, Avada Midiraisa, he wears Shemayna Begadim. There's a din derabbanan that he shouldn't because of Eva. Because it's going to cause hatred between him and the Kohen Gadol. But here we're asking a Kasha that there's a Tana who clearly is not concerned about Eva. Horaya, the Meshuach She'avar, the ex Kohen Gadol, the one who was the temporary Kohen Gadol, who once again has been demoted because the Kohen Gadol came back to his position, and nevertheless, this ex Kohen Gadol still wears Begadim, and we're not concerned about Eva, so we're clearly going with a Tana who's not concerned about Eva, and still we say the Meshuach Melchama does not wear the Shemoneh Begadim. Very clear.
That's fantastic. If he wears Shmoyne Vagudim, a little demand on the dark web, does he wear the same Shmoyne Vagudim as the original Kohen? It's called separate set.
Question is it the same set or is it a different set? I would assume that it's a different set. Yeah, it's got to be made to measure, and it could be that the Kohen Gadol might want to do Avodah that day, and so on. Al Gabonim is that, that's the Gemara's Kashi. So you see that we're not concerned about Eva, and still we see that the Kohen Meshuach, Meshuach Muhammad, does not wear Shemini Begadim, which is the Loi Kariv Dimi. That is the Gemara's Kashi. Says the Gemara like this, Ki Lesli Eva Bidikavosei. When does he not hold of Eva Bidikavosei? If it is someone who is of equal stature, meaning you can't hate someone who has the exact same position as him. Bidizuta mine Islay, but someone who is on a lower level than him, then he will have Eva for. And it could be that maybe we'll have to make a chilik between Kina and Eva. As I'll say that, you know, Ein Gibor Miskana, Ela Begibor Shekamoisei, Ein Achacham Miskana, Ela Bechacham Shekamoisei. So maybe when it comes to Kina, jealousy is very much of someone who is your colleague, and so when a person feels threatened. Here, perhaps it's a different parashah, it's a parashah of Eva, of hatred, where we're saying he's not going to hate the one who actually served in this position, but someone who is on a lower level, then there will be Eva, and so on. But at this stage of Dimi is still his din, still is Kayim, that he is suggesting that the Meshuach Muhammad wears Shemayna Begadim.
I would have thought that it's in the impression that the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad has to make with the soldiers, that the more regularly he's wearing, the more impression he'll make and be able to charge them up. So why should the other Kohen Gadol be upset about that? I mean, he wants him to win the war, so he's...
Right, it's a good point. It's a good point. You're saying that the more impressive he is, the more of a ration will be able to make right here. Interesting. Good. Yosef Rabbi Avayu. Yosef Rabbi Avayu v'kamar Allah Shmaita Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Avayu said over this Shmaita, which Rashi says 5 lines down the wide lines, the Chiyasar of Dimi. So he said over this Shmua, this Meimra, as we said, Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon was in Eretz Yisrael. So when Rabbi Avayu was saying over this, in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Ahadrinu, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Lapayu. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they turned their face away from him. Meaning to say, the way Rashi says, Kolaymar, Loy Amar Rabbi Yechonon. I mean, they disagreed. They said, there's no way that Rabbi Yechonon said this din, that Meshuach Muhammad wears Shemayna Begadim. They didn't actually rebuke Rabbi Avayu, but they just turned their face away to show that they were displeased. Igad Amri Rebchia Bar Abba Amra, that he said it over B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, V'Adrinu Rabbi Ami Rabasi Lapayu, and once again, Amr Bami and Rabasi turned their face away. So says the Gemara Maskev Lora Papa, I can understand why, if Rabbi Avayu was the one who said over this Shmua in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, I can understand why they did not want to reprimand him, because he had close links and close ties with the Bei Kesar. He was a very prominent person even amongst the non-Jewish government, and out of respect they didn't want to publicly rebuke him. El Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Neimrule Meimar. Why don't they say, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yechon never said this. It's not true. Why did they feel it necessary to hold back? That is the kasha. Neimrule Meimar. So, namely Meimar Leim Rabbi Yechon Rachid, they should have just said, Rabbi Yechon never said this. So, that's the kasha. Finally, says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rabin. When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I've got a totally different report. Gelsa Rabin Amar Nishal Itmar. No. It was never said that the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad will wear Shmeina Begadim. That was not what was said. But rather, says Rashi, five lines in the bottom, Yasa Ravin Amar Lav Mishamish Ben Itmar, Ela Mishal Ben Itmar. Meaning, Begodim Shekin Gadol Mishamish Ben Meshuach Milchama Nishal Keshe Yitzel Milchama. So, meaning only when he goes out to Muhammad, that's the only time that he wears it. They added the word Bahen. Nishal Bahen, Kishe Yitzel Muhammad. Venishal Borim Vatumim, Shamalach Nishal Lay Bahen. So, he never wears it. Only when, it's a question of being Shayal with the Urim Vatumim. That's what it's referring to. Yeah. So that's what he said. Kiyah kiasravin amar nishal it. My tanya nam yachi begodim shkein gadol mishamish ben meshuach muhammad nishal ben. So yeah, and it's only when, as we said, it is for the time of going out to battle, then and only then. Tan rabbanan kate said shoyalim. How did it work when they would be shoyal or imetumim? Kate said shoyalim. So hashoyal ponav klape nishal. The one who is actually asking the question is facing the nishal. So, who is the shoyal? The shoyal would be the melech or the avbezdin, and he would face the nishal. He'd be facing the kohen. Rashi says klapi kohen. Vanishal ponov klapi shchina. And the nishal, the kohen, he is facing the shchina. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says klapi shchina klapi urim v'tumim v'shama v'shema mefarish. We know there is a big machlokes rishonim as to what exactly was the Urim Tumim. Rashi says, like he says in the Chumash, the Shema Maferish Shebesoich Hachayshin. It was a cloth which was inserted inside one of the folds of the Urim Tumim. So the nishal is facing the Shechina. So it comes out, and the shoyal is facing the nishal. The nishal is facing the Shechina. But even that it comes out that the shoyal actually has his back to the Shechina, which others disagree with because it doesn't seem appropriate. But Kabbalah, that's the way Rashi is presenting it. So again, Ketzah shoyal and the shoyal upon a klap initial. The Melech, the Abezdin, is facing the Kohen, and the initial he is upon a klap Shechina. The shoyal Aimer, the shoyal would present the question. What would he say? Erdo yivachri agduda zeh. Should I go and chase after this group of this group of bandits and so on, or this group of soldiers? The initial Omer, Kayama Hashem, Alei V'Hatzlach. The initial would respond after receiving the message from the Urim Tumim, and Kayama Hashem, says Hashem, you should go up and you will be Matzliach. It's unnecessary to say meaning it's clear you're being shoyal from the Urim Tumim. This was something which was miraculous, and you don't need to say Kay Ama Hashem. Ela Alei V'Hatzlach. Ein shoyalin b'koil. Says the Gemara, fascinating din. When the shoyal would be shoyal, so ein shoyalin b'koil. One should not ask the question in a loud voice. Shenemar v'sho'aloi. The Pasuk says, in reference to the Urim Tumim, it says, v'sho'aloi b'mishpat o urim lifnei Hashem, v'sho'aloi. So, v'sho'aloi is mashma, that the question is going specifically to the kohen, v'sho'aloi lifnei Hashem. He's the one who's actually asking. It seems to me that he is reiterating the question.
He doesn't look at it and see the oisius.
And then he would see the oisius, correct.
And then he would say, Alei v'haslach, and then he would...
He would present it back, there, yeah.
Although the person himself would see the oisius.
Yeah, I think the way is that he would then go and he would present the response which he saw on the Avnei Cheshen to the Shoyal. After what happened, yeah, correct. So we said that how audible should the question be? So we said, Ein Shoyalin B'Koil, because it says, V'Sha'al Loi Rashi, says three ones on the bottom, Mashma Loi Lavadi She'ein Shemea Elohu. So the question should be done in an undertone, so that other people don't hear. V'Loi Maharer B'Liboi, but so too, one is not allowed to just think in one's mind of the question. One does need to articulate with one's lips and be shoyel. One needs to properly be shoyel. Ella kederech sha'amra Chana b'tfilasa, similar to what we find by Chana in her famous tefillah, shenemar v'chana hi medaberes haliba, and so on. So it was done in a quiet voice, and so on, like tefillas Chana. And just to mention, that's an interesting discussion based on this Gemara, and that is when it comes to davening, how audible should one's tefillah be? We know that there's many different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and by certain Hasidim they scream the tefillahs very loud, b'kpeda, and others very quiet, and some people chuckle a lot, and some people don't chuckle at all. So, what is preferred? What is the preferable? What is the best way to daven? How loud? How quiet? So, very interesting. We know the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara tells us about tefillahs Chana, that one is not supposed to be magbia one's koil. It should be like tefillas Chana. It says the koila lay nishma, her voice was not heard. It was quiet. Now the question is, what does it mean that you shouldn't daven if so the koil wrong? I mean, how quiet is quiet? So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Aleph, in Simon Kuf Aleph, says that yashmia la oznov v'lachash. A person should quietly whisper. You should whisper so that it is audible to you, and that is the appropriate manner with which to do so. And that is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the same person of Yosef Karin, Bedek Abayis, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh in Bamidbar that says that one is not allowed to be mashmir la'oznov. One should not even whisper one's tefillah in a way which is audible. And they bring the Shein the Arizal in Shah Kavonis, that he was very makpid, shaloy yashmiya gam la'oznav shaloy. You should not even make the tefillah audible to your own ears. The Birki Yosef over there, the Chidah in Kuf Aleph, says, shekach roi linoig lechatchila, shaloy lahashmiya la'oznav shaloy gam kain. You're davening, shtilashman asrei, you should not even be audible to you. So says the Birki Yosef, and they quote from a sefer Leket HaKotzir, who says that I, in the year Tafkuf Samach Dalad, I davened together with the Chidah in Livorno, and I saw that the Chidah used to go around and was mazhir ma'oid shalei yashmiya shum odemes koilei b'tfilasei me'elekai neshama ad aleinu lishabeach, and should be done quietly, with a couple of exceptions and so on. But interesting, the Chidah in Machzik Bracha says that this Hanhaga is really a Hanhaga for individuals, for Meisharim. Meisharim are Choysam, but for the Hamayinam, you know, the main thing is that they shouldn't raise their voice in a way that lots of other people hear. And he ends up by saying, Hanach Lehem Li Yisrael, and so on. So very interesting, this Dio in the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, like the opinions which say lechatchila in Shmona Esrei, you should be mashmir la'oznav, not like the Zohar HaKadosh, and so on. But what's fascinating is the Bechar Shor says, don't we have a raya from our sugya? I mean, let's see very quickly what's gone on over here. We have a raya from our sugya that one perhaps should, and perhaps it's preferable to be mashmir tefillah say gam la'oznav shel chaveiroi. Not only that it's audible to you, but even that the fellow next to you can hear. Right? What's the raya? Because we see in our sugya, we are medame the din shoyel b'ur metumim to tefillas Chana. We're medame the two. Now, someone who is shoyel b'ur metumim, they are mashmiya their koil to the nishal. Meaning the melech, the avbezdin, asks the kohen. The Kohen obviously is able to hear. So you see that the person next to you is able to hear you. And the Gemara is comparing Tefillas Chana, about regular Tefillah, to this type of a din. So says the Bechar Shor, we have a Raya from our Sugya, that this is considered to be correct and appropriate, that when one davens, certainly even Shmoneh Esrei, It does not need to be so quiet. Not only are you allowed to hear it, but others are allowed to hear it also. And I certainly remember many times when Rav Moshe Shapira, Zechana Bracha, would daven, being able to hear him daven. And it certainly was not done in a whisper. And Rabbi Tatz, we have to say about that. Maybe it didn't seem that we didn't go like the Zera Kodesh, but I remember this like hauntingly beautiful call of Tchila, and it was audible. So I'll compare them. That's an interesting dion which comes out of our sugya from the Bukhara Shah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I used to daven next to Rav Moshe Sternberg. And used to sob and cry and daven aloud.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. What do you say, Max?
No, it's in Soita. It says, I can't remember the exact. It does say it's a question of not dabbling out on the counter.
You're going to disturb someone else's kavana.
Huh?
There's a question about.
In Soita, I can't remember.
You shouldn't daven out loud, and what's brought in Shulchan Aruch is on Yomim Neroyim. Yom Neroim, you're allowed to. And part of it also has to do with whether or not people have a Siddur or the davening Baal Peh. If you're davening Baal Peh and someone's davening out loud, it can disturb your Kavana. If everyone has a Machzor, other things. Okay. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, four lines on the bottom, end of the line. Ein Shoyalin Shnei Devarim Ke'echot. One is not supposed to be shoyal two things at once, meaning you ask for one thing and one thing only. Ein shoyalin shnei dvarim ke'echad. The im shoal ein magzirin el echad. Then the response will only be one. The im magzirin loy el rishon. And the only response will be for the first thing which you asked. Shenemar. Hayiz geruni bali ki yila biyadoi. Hayerid shoal. So David, when he was running away, running for his life, so he said, are they going to hand me over? Is Shaul going to descend? Ve'im Hashem, Yered, he's going to descend. So you see, two questions were asked, and only one was answered. In fact, the Gemara, for one second. V'amres ein magzirin el rishon. But I thought you said that the response is going to be for the first question. Here, the response was for the second question. So what's going on? So David Sha'al Shalika Seder. He asked really out of order, Rashi says, Hoyal Elishol, firstly, Hayevit Shaul. Is Shaul going to descend? Number two, Hayez Geruni, are they going to hand me over? Lafikach Hishivu Al Haroi Lishol Rishon. Fascinating. So therefore the response was the very first question which you should have asked. So we're saying you're not supposed to ask two questions at once. Didn't mention but the last question that previous one says, "Ela la'acha sheishivu le'ala rishon shoyel le'ala sheni." So it's not that at one time you've only got one shot, only one question. You can ask one question, get an answer, ask another question, and so. Malkol bonim, he was shoyel shlei keseder, mechziru loy keseder, and the response was keseder. So kiven sheyada sheshoyel shlei keseder. So then he went back and he asked Keseder's name. He is Guru Bali Ki Ilaisi Vesanshi Abiyad Shol V'im Hashem Yasgiru and so on. Fine. Says the Gemara V'im Hutzrach Hadavr Lishnayim. But let's say you really need to ask two questions. Rashi says Kegoinu Shahaya Hadavr Nochutz The Ein Shohus Lahamtin Kegoinu Ha'erdei V'asigenu Ditzaklak, meaning should I run after and will I reach them? So it's something which is very pressing. So the din is that the shnayim and they will respond to both of the pressing questions. Shnema vayishol David b'Hashem leim ayardef acharei hagduda zeh asigenu beyimale redoyif kaseg talseg latzel tatzel and so on. Avav bishigziris navi chizeres. Even though we know that when it comes to a Xeris Navi, if a Navi is Minabe something, he's Minabe something negative. Now she gives the example, like the Nevuah of Yoinah, that he said, Ba'oid Arboim Yoim Ninve will be Nepeches. So even though the Nevuah of a Navi, the Ra, is Xeris, that Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eina Chizeres. Whatever the Urim V'Tumim paskins, it's Eina Chizeres. Shneamar B'Mishpat HaUrim. That's called the Mishpat. Rashi says, Kidin, Sheina Chayza, once the Dayan of Paskin, that's the Din. You're not saying it's the Din, so it's got a Bechina of Mishpat, and therefore, it is not Chayzeres. Says the Gemara, Laminikrishman Urim Vitumim. So Urim Shemeirin Estivreim. It illuminates through its words. Rashi says, Mefarshin Estivreim. Tumim Shemashlimin Estivreim. Meaning, it's a psak. It is Tom. Tom Menishlam. Whatever it says, that is what it's going to be. Tumim Shemashlimin Estivreim. The imtoimar begivas binyamin mipnei ma aloi hishlimu. What happened by givas binyamin? So Rashi says, what does it mean? Lo yishlimu sheomru alehen b'shnei yamim rishenim alu elav v'naflu. I mean, the question was, should we go up? And the response was, they should go up, and they ended up dying in battle. So what's going on over there? There it is. Heim. They didn't specify as to whether or not they would be matzliach. That wasn't part of the question. That wasn't part of the response. There was just a question: should they go up? Should they not go up? Go bachreinim shebichnu eskimu. Shneimar Pinchas ben Laza ben Aaron oimed lefanav b'yamim ahim leimar ha'isef oid latzeis lemuchama im bnei binyamin achai im echdal. Should I go up or should I feast? Minim Hashem, alu, you should go up. Kimacha etnenu v'yadcha. Because tomorrow I will hand over, this is by the battle, when Klal Yisrael battled against Shevet Binyamin in the episode of Pelegish Begiva, where Klal Yisrael felt that Shevet Binyamin acted in a very bad manner, in that they did not seek out punishment against these certain individuals, and therefore they went to battle against Binyamin, so they fell the first couple of days, but on day three, then they emerged victorious. So Gates of Nasis, how did it work? What happened exactly? So Gates of Nasis, Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Boltos. Rabbi Yechanan says that the letters would stick out. So this was obviously a miraculous thing, Boltos. Rashi says, six lines down, Boltais ha'oisiyos, Boltais, kegein ayin mishimon, lamed milevi, hey miyuda. So if it wanted to convey the word alei, so then these letters would be bolet. Leimer alei, v'chol achas eina zaza mimkeima, ela biletis mimkeima, v'hu mitzarfon. So it wouldn't move out of place, it wouldn't move. And the Kohen would be able to be Mitzarafim. So that is Rabbi Yehoshua Rosh Lakish, Aymer Mitzarafis. Their letters would actually be Mitzarafis. They would actually join together. So certainly seems to be a Machlekes, the way Rashi says it, because Rashi said in Rabbi Yehoshua that Ein Ezaza, Ela Beiletes Bimkeima, and Rosh Lakish says no Mitzarafis. There are Sheets Rishonim which say that it's not actually a machlekes, there would be Boilet, and there would be Mitzarif, and so on. Fragbi Gemar Kasha. But you don't have all 22 letters in the names of the Shvatim. Fragbi Gemar Vaha, Loik Sibbuhu Tzadi. There's no Tzadi. The Gain says, Ches V'Kuf. That's what the Yishami says. But it doesn't say the letter Tzadi, or Ches and Kuf, and so on. So, Amr Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov k'siv sham. So you've got the kuf of Yitzchak and the kuf of Yaakov that also is written there. V'ha lei k'siv tes. But what about tes? Amrav achat bar Yaakov shiftei yeshurin k'siv. It says shiftei yeshurin, and therefore you've got the tes in the shiftei. Meisvei kol koyin she'enu medaber baruch hakodesh v'shchina sher alav. So if you have a Kohen, he is not holding by Ruach HaKodesh. He is not someone who is... Yeah.
The stones were not lighting up at all?
I'm sorry, when? In this Brisa?
Did the stones ever light up?
Well, it wasn't the stones, it was the letters on the stones. The letters by the stones would light up. Not the actual stone, but the letters.
And these other words were written around the stones?
Yeah, so you had Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, exactly where it was positioned on the Cheshen, I'm not sure. But you had the words Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and you had the words Shifti Yeshurin. So the various letters, either of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shifti Yeshurin, or the Shvatim would light up. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they would just be boilet, they would just kind of, they would stick out. According to Rish Lakish, they would actually move. They would move together. We're going to see possibly there was some type of a formation which needed to be done, as we know from the story with Hannah. But, so referring to the letters as opposed to the actual stones themselves. So, Frekvi Gemara Meisei Kol Koyin She'ena Medaba Baruch HaKodesh V'shchina Sher Alav Ein She'elin Boy. So the din is, if there is a Kohen who isn't such a baldarga, he's not medaba baruch hakodesh, the Shekhinah is not shira lav, you shouldn't be shayel through him, sharei sha'al tzadik v'altzalai, because when they turned to tzadik and they asked him to be shayel b'urmatumim, so then, I mean, when David was running away from Avshalom and he was shayel from tzadik, altzalai. Whereas previously Avyasar, but Leol Tzalei, it was Leol Tzalei Shnema Vayal Avyasar Adatayim Kalam, and so on. So if we just see Rashi and Diramas Shnema Vayal Avyasar, Vatanya would say the Eilam Hashal Vurim Vatumim Leol Tzalei Vinistalik Menakohenish Shnema Vayal Avyasar Midik Tani, the boy Koyin Hamidaber Baruch Hakodesh. But from the very fact that you see that you need to have a Koyin who was a Baruch HaKodesh, Alma Leibaylev, Leibaldez, Leibitztarfis, how you? Dimkein Lama Leiruch HaKodesh. And if it says, Ayin, Lamed, Hey, well, surely he's able to read. And certainly if you say that it was Mitztarif together, so what's going on? Says the Gemara, no. Siyua Hava Messiah Bahadayu. He would help. There would be a Siyua, Rashi says, Kayin Bahadi Urim Betumim. The Kohen together with Urim Tumim, Hiltach im Kohen Kasha Haya, V'roi L'Shvishchina Lav, Ha'isiyas Beltes, Omitztarfus Al Yadoy. Meaning he was a Baal Madrega. So then it would protrude or be Mitztarf through him, Kishnish Alimbay, Vim Lav, Le Beltes, Le Mitztarfus. Like we know in the story with Hannah, that it says that Eli thought that she was a Shikora. And why do you think that she was a Shikora? So, because the letters Shin Chaf Reish Hey appeared on the Urim and Tumim, and what did Han respond to Eli? And she said, "Lo Yadoni, you are not an Odin in this matter. Instead of reading it Kishera about me, you mistakenly read it as Shikora." So there was some requirement of assembling things in the right order, and so on, and that is what needed to be done. And you needed to have a Kohen who was a certain Baal Madrega. Now we said the Ein Shelan El Lamelech, or to an Avedim, Menani, Meli, Amr, the Avayud, Amr, Krav, Velifne, Elazar, Kohen, Yamayd, Vishale, Bemishpato, Urim, who is a Melech? Vachavani Yisrael, Itai, Zemeshech, Muhammad, Vachalaydah, Zeus, and Edrin. So, meaning for these types of situations, for these types of circumstances, that is when you would be Shoyal, the things of a national matters and so on, then and only then should you be shown. Just before we move on to the next parak, we just mentioned towards the beginning about the concept of Srara. We mentioned the Psak of the Rambam in Klei Migdash with the Hezber of the Radvaz. Just to mention, there is a very famous discussion in the early Achrayim and the Mashtam and the Ramami Pano, and they say that Srara is limited to certain circumstances. But things which have to do with Torah, also there is no din of Srara. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara of B, Malachim Yimloichu, Inni in Torah, the Malachim will consult and so on. The Torah is above everything. Say this, says the Marashtam and the Ramami Pano, that when it comes to Torah, there is no din srara. Whoever is the biggest Talmud Chacham will get it. Even though the Rashba seems to say in a tshuva the individuals who are money ala tzibur who die, their children take over. Says the Rama Mipano, Mikol Makom Batera Eina Kein Kevin Shu Hefker Lakol V'Chol Haretz Litzel Kisra Neitzel. Anyone who wants to go and take the kasher is able to do it, and so on. There were many late Rishonim, Achronim, the Rivash, the Mabit, and what they say is the Minig, the Rebbe Reb Heschel says that the Minig nowadays, and he says, Shekach Pasku Kolag Eidem Alach Lamaisa, She'ein Litchisus Aben Kushuhu Ro'oy. I mean, as long as the Ben is Ro'oy to be Mamala, his father's shoes, and so on, and we know that, that historically that's what happened. Chassam Sefer was Nifter, Chassam Sefer took over. And even in today's day and age, you know, when Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel was Nifter, Rav Lezer Yudel, not an old man, took over. And that seems to be the meaning of Makobo, but it's certainly not unanimous. And some say in Bring a Raya Shemar Sugya, and yesterday's daf of B, Malachim Yimleichu, that Torah is Mufka Makol, and there shouldn't be any Indian of Sror. Okay, let's begin for a few minutes.
Can I just ask you a question? The Hasidim today, they have got a very, very, very strong rule. As soon as the Rebbe dies, the son takes over. And it's not necessarily to say that he's in the same level, but they say the schus of his father, the grandfather, you know, is
there. Yeah, I mean, you're right. There's definitely this discussion by the Rebbes. I mean, we know when the Chedush Arim was Nifta, the Sas Emes, I think, was 21. The Hasidim wanted him to be Rebbe. He refused. But I think 2 years later, when he was 23, he was Mekabel the Sror. And the truth is, many times you do get Machlekesim, by the sons of the Rebbes. Without mentioning Machlekesim nowadays, but there's often Machlekesim about these things. And it doesn't have to be, as you say, it doesn't have to be Mamish. I don't think it means necessarily that the Ksav Sefer was as big as the Chassam Sefer, but as long as he's considered to be an appropriate person, as you say, with his Chassavis, then they continue, correct? Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayit, Yom Kippurim. Now we finally are getting to Halacha L'Maaseh, right? The Ran in Maseches Yuma begins with this Perek. There's no Ran, no Riff, and it's not, up until now. Now is when we have Halacha L'Maaseh, but what is relevant to us. If you look at Tosfos over here, he says, Seder HaMasechta, very, very well structured. I mean, not that you need me to say that, but Seder HaMasechta, Tchila Nakit Zayin Yomim, Koidim Yom Kippurim, V'Hada Nakit Lel Yom Kippurim, V'Hada Nakit Seder Avodas Hayom, V'Hashta Nakit Halachas or Hilchas Hayom, L'Inyan Isavata. So we finished all of the Seder, and now we're just going through finally, the halachas which are neig, even bizman hazeh, and halachas which are neig, bayayim. So, yom hakipurim, osur, bachila, ubishusia, uberachitza, ubisicha, ubenilas hasando, ubetash mishamita. So, we're going to put achilin shkia together. That's one, rachitza is two, sicha is three, putting creams, potions, oil, and nilas hasando, wearing leather shoes, and Tashmish Hamito. And as we will see from the beginning of the Sugya and in the Rishonim, there is a big, big discussion as to what exactly is Asa Midyaraisa. We're going to see which of these Isurim is there an Issachares, which of these Isurim is there an Issadiraisa, and which of these are only Asa Midyarabonim, or are all of them Asa Midyaraisa? And only some of them have an issacharis. We will see. So yeah, make you from Asabachila Rachitz Basikha Vinil Sasanum Tash Shemita. The Hamelech the Hakala Yurchitzu is Paneyam. So we already see from the fact that there is a heter for a melech and a kala to wash their faces, unless there is a posik to say that, which we're not going to see a posik, that already seems to imply that it's the Rabbanan. And hence the Rabbanim have the ability to manipulate this particular halacha and limit it to certain instances and make exceptions to the rule. So, v'melech v'akala yuchatzus p'neim. We'll just see a couple of Rashi's. Melech Rashi says, Darkoi u'shvachai liyeiz noya. Shnev melech b'yofioi sechazen einecha. That the melech in his yofi, your eyes should see. Kala tzricha noy ad shetechaviv al baila. Fascinating. She needs that beauty until she's reached the stage of becoming beloved upon her husband. First 30 days, she is considered to be a kala. So there are exceptions. V'achaya tinel asasandal. A woman after birth, a yoledis, is allowed to wear proper leather shoes. And the reason why is because she is more susceptible to cold. Divri Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachamim Eishim. Says the Mishnah, Oichal Kake Seves Hagasa Kumaya Ukigarina. So, if an individual eats the size of a large date, it's together with its pip, Vashay Simile Lugmov, and if an individual drinks a cheekful, Chayiv, then they are Chayiv, meaning fascinating din, unlike other Isuri Achila, where the Torah says, don't eat. It says, Le Seichel, Le Yechel, Le Yisei Achel. It uses Lashenis of Achila. There we say Achila is synonymous with the Kizayis. It does not use a Lashon of Achila in reference to Yom Kippur. It uses a Lashon of Inui. Affliction. And therefore, we have a different shear. And the shear is a Kakasev Sagasa. Which the Gemara is going to say is going to give a certain amount of satisfaction to every single person, even to Oig Melech HaBashan. And so too, if a person drinks a cheekful, Yuachayiv, Kol HaEichel Mitzarfem LaKakiseves, or different types of food, is joins together to make up the Shir of HaKakiseves, HaLamashkin Mitzarfem LaMalei Lugmav, and all drinks make up the Shir of Malei Lugmav, HaEichel Vashise Ein Mitzarfem. But if a person eats and drinks, then those two are not mitzaref to the various shiurim. Okay, we'll leave it here, and we'll begin the Gemara tomorrow. Yeah?
I